Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. Hello, folks. Welcome to another episode of Sonia's Real Estate Connection. This is a show where I connect you, my listening audience, with valuable, pertinent information concerning real estate. Hello, and welcome again. I'm your lovely hostess, Sonia Mays, real estate broker and owner of Midwest Executive Realty at Park Place in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our office is located in the 53224 zip code area. We are just east of Highway 145, Interstate 41, and west of 107th and Good Hope Road in Milwaukee. We provide real estate and property management services in southeastern Wisconsin. We represent buyers, sellers, investors, organizations, and as well as banks and financial institutions in their real estate transactions, dealing with residential and commercial real estate, all in the great state of Wisconsin. I am your local trusted real estate expert and licensed broker, proud to serve greater Milwaukee and the surrounding areas, again in southeastern Wisconsin. On behalf of the company, I want to thank you for tuning in to this episode on buyer agency agreement. It is always a pleasure and honor to serve my listening audience in this capacity. I am always delighted to share my time, energy, knowledge, and resources with you. All right, folks, let's get right into it. Today, we're talking about the buyer agency tenant representation agreement form, otherwise known as the WB36 real estate form. It is 7 pages in length and was just recently revised and updated as of July 1st, 2017, here in Wisconsin. The buyer agency has not always existed. It hasn't always been around. It just came into being in the 1990s, which was before my time in real estate. I wasn't practicing real estate at that time. I was still in school. But prior to that, all we had, so I'm told, or so I've read, is a seller's agency where the real estate agent would represent the seller and have fiduciary obligations to the seller through an exclusive listing contract agreement. So the buyer agency form is used by real estate agents and brokers. It allows them to represent buyers and tenants, hence the title, buyer agency / tenant representation agreement form. Now, the same form can also be used if an agent is showing rental properties to prospective buyers. What this form does, it spells out the legal relationship, duties, and responsibilities of each party that enters into this contract. It also identifies the type of services that the broker will provide. So in order to be a buyer's agent, you have to have this form signed, and it should be signed prior to showing properties. Now, what it also does is it allows the buyer to be considered a client and not a customer. All right, you might be wondering, what's the difference? Well, if you're my client, then I owe certain fiduciary responsibilities to you, such as loyalty, negotiation, advice, and disclosure of material facts. On the other hand, if you're a customer and we do not have a signed buyer agency, then I am not obligated to provide these services to you. Now, that doesn't mean that an agent can treat you unfairly. Now, we must still treat everyone fairly and honestly, regardless of the type of agency that is in place. However, with a buyer agency, it means that we have added duties and responsibilities on both sides. And that also means that the buyer also has some responsibility as well, or skin in the game, if you will. So the buyer can't just go around, you know, once this buyer agency is in place, can't just go around calling up other agents or calling the listing agent of the properties that they're interested in. They also need to exercise a loyalty to their agent until the agreement is canceled. And either party can cancel it at any time. As a client, under the buyer agency, a client receives additional broker services as opposed to a customer or someone who is not under a buyer agency. For example, if a customer asks how much should I bid on this property, if you're a customer, then you know I would tell them, put your best foot forward, make your best offer. If you're a client, then I can give you a bit more specific information. For example, I can give you a specific amount as to how much you should bid on the property. So let's say, for example, a property is listed for $300,000. I might tell you to offer $290,000. You know, if there are multiple offers, and the listing agent has indicated to me that the offers are very strong, then I might tell you to offer above listing price, offer $395,000 with tighter timelines and quicker closing date, you know, and I would provide additional advice concerning the offer and how it should be structured. And then I would also provide a market analysis with comps to show you what other similar properties in the area are going for. And this is provided to help you make a better and more informed decision. But if you were a customer and did not have the buyer agency in place, then I wouldn't be able to tell you this. And I would simply tell you to put your best foot forward, put your best offer in, and that's about it. So with the buyer agency, it provides additional, more customized services for you as a buyer. Now, flip side of that, the other side of this form is if you're a prospective tenant and you sign this agreement form, then the agent that's representing the tenant can provide those same services discussed under the buyer agency. And so for tenants, the agents can provide advice, guidance, negotiation on rental terms, and also provide a market analysis on other rental properties in the area to see if your prospective property is within current market rental rates. So this form can be used for prospective buyers and prospective renters. It is therefore interchangeable in those regards. All right. Now, let's switch gears a bit and let's say you're an investor. Let's pretend you're an investor and you're someone who buys a lot of properties throughout the year, or you know, you engage in real estate investing periodically or quite often. And let's say you're the type of investor that likes to go through the listing agent instead of finding, you know, a buyer's agent. And that's fine, but just know the listing agent does not represent you. The listing agent represents the seller and works on behalf of and for the benefit of the seller. Now, a lot of times buyers will think, well, you know, I'll just go through the listing agent. It'll be a lot quicker and easier. I'll just call the number on the sign, call the listing office. You know, I can get a better deal that way. Well, we all know that that's not the case. Most of the time, it is not the case because the listing agent has a fiduciary obligation to the seller first and foremost. The listing agent has a contract with the seller known as a listing agreement, which denotes, among other things, that the seller is their client. So the listing agent already has a primary client, and that would be the seller, not the buyer. All right, so to simplify matters even more, you know, I like to put things things in more concrete terms and use this scenario as an example. Okay, so take, for instance, let's say you go to court. Now, when you go to court, there's usually two sides, correct? There's the plaintiff and the defendant, or the petitioner and the respondent. Each side is represented by their own attorney. Now, you wouldn't expect the plaintiff's attorney to also represent the defendant, would you? And so, you know, again, or, you know, you wouldn't expect the petitioner's attorney to represent the respondent, correct? So here in this scenario, each side is represented by their own legal counsel. And in the same way, a buyer should be represented by their own agent, someone who is there to represent and protect your interest. Negotiate or argue the case, if you will, on your behalf. Provide advice or counsel, all for the benefit and on behalf of the buyer. All right? Now think about it. This is by far the largest investment you'll ever make. So it is advantageous of you to have your own representation at the table by your side for you. And guess what, folks? Here's the kicker. Guess what? It's all free. That's right. You heard me correctly. It's free. It doesn't cost you a thing. Okay? There's no upfront fees that you have to pay. It's all free. Okay? Did you get that? Let me say it again. It's all free. All right. Now, the buyer's agent typically will get paid at the closing from the seller proceeds. And they perform, you know, we perform as a buyer's agent, they will perform all of that work for you for free, essentially for free, because you're not paying them. They're getting paid at the closing table from the seller's proceeds, unless it's otherwise noted. You know, there are unique circumstances where that may not be the case, but 9 times out of 10, they are getting paid at the closing by the seller's proceeds. So what they do, they research for you, they locate properties and homes for you, they put together a list of homes for you to view, they schedule the showings, make arrangements with other parties to gain access to the properties based on your schedule, they work within your schedule, within your time frame, within your budget to show you homes, to prepare market analysis, prepare the offer documents and present your offers in the best light. They negotiate, they advise, and they help guide you through the process and help navigate your way to a successful closing. And again, you don't pay anything for this. You don't come out of your pocket for this. You don't write them a check for it. Now, if you are in a courtroom or, you know, a legal case of some sort or a legal battle of some sort, you'd have to pay an attorney a legal retainer fee before they can even start working for you and representing you, right? But here, you receive realtor and broker services from start to finish without paying a dime. Now, I don't know about you, but this sounds like a pretty good deal to me, right? All right. So you want to make sure that as a buyer, you want to make sure that you have your representation at the table for your home purchase or property acquisition. And even if you're an investor, if you're a new investor or a seasoned investor, you still want to have proper representation at the table. Again, someone who's on your side in your corner that's working for you for your benefit and for your representation, especially in this market, because we are, folks, we are in a seller's market due to the limited inventory that we have and inventory shortages, not only here, but, you know, throughout the country. We've got high demand, low inventory. That makes it a very tough seller's market. So make sure that you are equipped with the right tools and resources to help you navigate that process to a successful and quick closing, because as always in all real estate transactions, time is of the essence, right? So we have a wonderful, awesome buyer's agent here in the office at Midwest Executive Realty. His name is Randy Jones, and he'd be delighted to assist you with your real estate transaction, or if you just have questions about getting started or what the next steps would be, give him a call. He'd be happy to help you out. You can reach Randy Jones anytime at 414-395-8086. Again, reach out to Randy Jones, 414-395-8086, or give him an email. I was going to say shoot him an email. Send him an email, randy@midexec.com. Again, that's randy@midexec.com. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode on buyer agency. This was a very brief, quick overview of the buyer agency form, what it's used for, why you should utilize it, and make sure you have representation at the table for your real estate purchase. I hope you found this information to be useful and insightful. As always, we're available to answer any questions you might have or chit-chat further in more details about this or any other show topics. We seek to educate and empower our listeners to help you make informed decisions about your real estate transactions. Folks, I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Sonia's Real Estate Connection. It is indeed always a pleasure and honor to serve my listening audience in this capacity. If you have any other questions about today's topics or any other topic that you'd like to discuss, explore further, please send them in and give us a call. You can reach us toll-free, 844-777-7725. Again, that toll-free number is 844-777-7725. Or you can reach us at the office, local number 414-395-8771. Again, that local number 414-395-8771. Feel free to send us an email, info@midexec.com. Again, that email is info@midexec.com. Don't forget to check out the website for more information on listings and properties, or if you're looking for market analysis or neighborhood and community information, we got all those resources available for you on the website at MidwestExecutiveRealty.com. All right, check it out, MidwestExecutiveRealty.com. Thank you so much, folks. Again, I'm Sonia Mays, your local and trusted real estate broker with Midwest Executive Realty, along with Randy Jones at Midwest Executive Realty at Park Place in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hey, we're glad that you tuned in today, and we are located in the fabulous zip code 53224 in Milwaukee. We are just east of Highway 145, Interstate 41, and a few minutes south of Menominee Falls, providing residential and commercial real estate assistance. Don't forget, we're here to serve you and your family with all of your real estate needs, one family at a time. Thanks again, folks. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to talking with you again real soon. Make it a great day.